The mini-JPAS survey, detection of double core Lie dollar alpha dollar morphology of two high redshift QSOs, by P.T. Rana et al. The Lie alpha emission is an important tracer of neutral gas in a circumgalactic medium, CGM, around high redshift QSOs. The origin of Lie alpha emission around QSOs is still under debate, which has significant implications for galaxy formation and evolution. In this paper, we report the detection of double core morphology in the Lie alpha images of two high redshift QSOs, SDSSJ141935.58 plus 525710.7 at Z equals 3.128, hereafter QSO1, and SDSSJ141813.40 plus 525240.4 at Z equals 3.287, hereafter QSO2, with the contiguous narrow band, NB, images from the mini-JPAS survey in the Aegis field. The separations of the two Lie alpha cores are 8.7 kilopercent, 1.15, and 9.9 kilopercent, 1.32, with Lie alpha line luminosities of approximately 3×10⁻⁴ ERGS1 and approximately 6×10⁻⁴ ERGS1 for QSO1 and QSO2, respectively. Both QSOs also show extended morphology in their CIV and HII, only in QSO1, covering the mini-JPASNB images. The Lie alpha luminosity size relation shows that both QSOs are suspected to be enormous Lyman alpha nebula, ELAN, due to their high Lie alpha line luminosity. Current mini-JPASNB emission line morphology and SDSS spectral line profiles indicate the galactic outflow as the powering mechanism for extended Lie alpha emission via resonant scattering and/or photonization and/or shocks. Considering the relative shallow exposures of mini-JPAS, the objects found here could be the tip of the iceberg of a promising number of such objects that will be uncovered in the upcoming full JPAS survey, and deep IFU observations with 8 to 10 meters telescopes will be essential to constrain the underlying physical mechanism that responsible for the double chord morphology. This was the mini-JPAS survey, detection of double core Lie dollar alpha dollar morphology of two high redshift QSOs, by P.T. Rana et al.